I'm very happy to be with you again. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have been praying for you. We have not forgotten you. And many people in America are praying for you. So it's a great blessing to be with you again. Now the last time we were together, we talked about several important things. If you are a pastor, if you are a preacher, if you are a teacher in the church, you have a great responsibility. And you have several great priorities. The last time we were together, we talked about the preacher's four great priorities. Do you remember what they were? The preacher's life, his doctrine, his preaching, and his church. These are the most important things. Nepal's great need. Holy men with right doctrine, with clear preaching, and build biblical churches. Remember what Paul told Timothy. Let's look in 1 Timothy and chapter 4 and verse 16. All preachers should pay close attention to this verse. Chapter 4, verse 16. Read that for us.
म तपाईहरुको निम्ति पढिदिनेछु. पहिलो तिमोथी 4 अध्यायको 16 पदमा आफ्नो विषयमा र आफ्नो शिक्षाको विषयमा होशियार बस. यी कुरामा लागिरह. यसो गर्नाले तिमीले आफैलाई र सुन्नेहरूलाई समेत बचाउनेछौ.
Now he mentions two important things.
यहाँ चाहिँ दुईवटा मुख्य कुरालाई चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ यहाँ केन्द्रित गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
What is the first thing?
पहिलो कुरा के हो त?
Look at the verse.
आउनुस यहाँ पदलाई हेरौँ.
What is the first thing?
पहिलो कुरा के भन्दैछ यहाँ?
Your life.
आफ्नो जीवनको बारेमा.
Your example.
आफ्नो जीवनको उदाहरणमा.
Your testimony.
गवाहीमा.
Your character.
आफ्नो चरित्रको विषयमा.
Paul tells Timothy.
पौलले चाहिँ तिमोथीलाई यसरी भन्दैछ.
If you want to save yourself.
यदि चाहिँ तपाई तिमीले आफैलाई बचाउन चाहन्छौ
भने. And you want to save those that hear you.
अनि अरूलाई चाहिँ बचाउन चाहन्छ जसले सुन्दछ.
You must pay attention to two things.
अनि त्यसैकारण चाहिँ यो दुईटा मुख्य कुरामा चाहिँ एकदम केन्द्रित हुनुपर्छ.
Number one.
पहिलो कुरा.
Your life.
तपाईको जीवन.
Number two.
दोस्रो कुरा.
What does the verse say?
यहाँ पदले के भन्दछ?
Your doctrine.
अनि तपाईको शिक्षाको विषयमा.
Your teaching.
तपाईको प्रचारको विषयमा.
That means several things.
अनि यहाँ हामी पाउँछौ भने धेरै कुरा अझै बताउँदैछ.
It means the content of your teaching.
अनि चाहिँ यहाँ चाहिँ भन्नुको उद्देश्य चाहिँ यो विषयवस्तुको मुख्य सारलाई बताउँदैछ.
And it means the manner of your teaching.
अनि चाहिँ जुन प्रकारले चाहिँ त्यसलाई चाहिँ व्याख्या गर्नुहुन्छ त्यो कुरा बताउँदैछ.
You must teach the truth.
यहाँ चाहिँ एकदम सत्य कुरालाई चाहिँ बताउनु पर्छ.
And you must teach it in a clear manner.
अनि चाहिँ त्यसलाई चाहिँ एकदम बुझागत रूपमा एकदम सही पर स्पष्ट रूपमा चाहिँ प्रचार गर्नुपर्छ.
Nepal's great need.
नेपालको ठूलो आवश्यकता.
Holy men.
पवित्र मान्छे.
With right doctrine.
अनि सही शिक्षामा रहेर.
And clear preaching.
अनि सही प्रकारले प्रचार गर्नु.
Many preachers.
धेरै प्रचारकहरू.
Their life is not consistent.
अनि तिनीहरूको जीवन चाहिँ त्यति राम्रो देखिँदैन.
They don't have good character.
उनीहरूको चाहिँ असल चरित्र देखिँदैन.
People look at their life.
मानिसहरूले उनीहरूको जीवनलाई हेर्दछ.
And what the preacher says.
अनि के
And what the preacher lives is not the same thing. But if you want to have fruit and usefulness, what you say and what you do must be the same. So your life is important, and your doctrine is important. So we want to talk today about doctrine. A very important doctrine. It's the doctrine of man. If we don't understand the condition of man, if we don't understand the need of man, we cannot properly preach the gospel. And many places in Nepal, preachers may be very sincere, but they don't understand right doctrine. There's a lot of false teaching in the world. And if you're going to build strong churches, it must have a strong foundation. And what is the foundation? The Word of God. If you don't understand the truth, if you don't believe the truth, if you don't live the truth, and you can't preach the truth, the church will not grow. Your two great priorities, your life and your doctrine. Why is doctrine important? I want to give you three reasons. Before we study the doctrine of man, I want to tell you why doctrine is important. Many people in Nepal say this. We just love Jesus. We just love Jesus. Doctrine's not important. We don't have to understand the Bible. We just love Jesus. But that's not right thinking. Why is doctrine important? Let me give you three reasons. Number one, for the preacher's own spiritual life. For your own spiritual growth. If you don't eat good food, you will not grow. If you don't eat good food, you will not be strong. You must feed yourself. Look in chapter 4 again, 1 Timothy. We're talking about the importance of doctrine. Three reasons. First reason. Chapter 4 and verse 6. Read that, brother.
यदि तिमीले भाइहरूका सामु यी शिक्षा राखिदियो भने तिमीले अनुसरण गरेका असल सिद्धान्त र विश्वासको वचनबाट पुष्ट भएर तिमी
If you want to be a good servant of Christ, we belong to Christ. He bought us with His own blood. And we are to serve Christ. And what is our responsibility? We're to teach others. Look what it says. And teaching or pointing out these things to the brethren. That is our responsibility. But if we're going to teach others, we must feed ourselves. Look what the verse says. Constantly nourished or feeding yourselves on the words of faith and sound doctrine. If you're going to teach others, you must feed yourself. If you're going to feed others, you must teach yourself. If the preacher is not strong, if he is not growing, he cannot teach others. The problem with many preachers, they are not growing. They're still little babies. They know only the basic things. But if the church is going to grow, you must grow. If the church is going to be strong, you must be strong. If you're going to teach them, you must feed yourself. Look in the book of Hebrews. Chapter 5. We're talking about the importance of doctrine. If you don't think doctrine is important, you won't study. If you don't believe doctrine is important, you won't read. If you don't believe doctrine is important, you will be lazy. The problem with many preachers, they don't read. They don't study. They don't work hard. Friday night, they pray. Oh Lord,
oh,
I must preach tomorrow. Show me the truth. But if you're going to be a preacher, you must study hard. You must read. You must pray. You must pay the price. Now, Paul's great need. Men that know right doctrine. Look in chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. The writer is talking about Melchizedek. Verse 11. He says, concerning him we have much to say, but it's hard to explain because you're dull of hearing. The writer says this. I want to teach you deeper truth. I want to teach you about the high priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's not according to the order of Levi. It's according to the priesthood of Melchizedek. But he says you can't understand it. And it's difficult to explain. Why? Because you're dull of hearing. A lot of preachers, they're dull of hearing. They don't read. They don't study. They come to a Bible class. After 10 minutes, their brain flies away to study right doctrine. is hard work. Read verse 12 to 14, brother.
Same chapter?
Yes.
12
to 14.
12 to 14. 12 to 14. किनकि यतिका समयसम्म त तिमीहरू शिक्षक भइसक्नु पर्दथ्यो तर अझै पनि तिमीहरूलाई कसैले परमेश्वरका वचनको आधारभूत शिक्षाहरू सिकाउनु परेको छ तिमीहरूलाई खदिलो भोजन होइन तर दूध चाहिन्छ दूध मात्र खाएर बाँच्ने मानिस चाहिँ धार्मिकताको वचनमा निपुण हुँदैन किनकि त्यो बालकै हुन्छ खदिलो भोजन त परिपक्व मानिसहरूको निम्ति हो यिनीहरूको मानसिक शक्ति निरन्तर अभ्यासद्वारा असल र खराब छुट्याउन सक्ने भएको हुन्छ
Now the problem in many churches
धेरै मण्डलीमा यो समस्या हुन्छ
There are lots of spiritual babies
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ धेरै चाहिँ आत्मिक साना-साना नानीहरू हुन्छन्
They can only take milk
उनीले केवल चाहिँ दूध मात्र पिउन मात्र खोज्छन्
They can't take meat
उनीले चाहिँ मासु खान सक्दैनन्
They're immature
उनीहरू चाहिँ अपरिपक्व हुन्छन्
They may be 60 years old
अनि हुन सक्छ उनीहरू चाहिँ 60 वर्ष भइसकेको
But they're like a little spiritual baby
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ आत्मिक रूपमा चाहिँ सानो नानीहरू जस्तो हुन्छन्
And they can't understand good doctrine
अनि उनीले चाहिँ सही सिद्धान्त बुझेको हुँदैनन्
Now many preachers are like that too
अनि धेरै प्रचारकहरू त्यस्तै हुन्छन्
They stand up to preach
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ उभिएर चाहिँ प्रचार गर्न त तयार हुन्छन्
And they give milk
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ दूध मात्र पिलाउँछन्
That's all they can give is milk.
अनि के अरु के दिन सक्छ त खाली दूध मात्रै उलाई खिलाउन चाहन्छ।
Why?
किन?
Because that's all they can drink is milk.
अनि किनकि आफैले पनि दूध खान सक्ने योग्य कसो अरु खान सक्ने?
They can't eat meat.
उनीले चाहिँ मासु खान सक्दैन।
If you cannot eat meat,
यदि चाहिँ तपाईले मासु खान सक्नुहुन्न भने
you cannot give meat to others.
अरुलाई पनि मासु खिलाउन सक्नुहुन्न।
Now what is spiritual meat?
यहाँ चाहिँ आत्मिक मासु भन्न खोजेको के हो
इट्स बिबलिकल डक्ट्रिन
यहाँ चाहिँ बाइबलले शिक्षाको बारेमा बताउँदैछ
इट्स द टीचिंग अफ द वर्ड अफ गॉड
यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचनलाई बताउँदैछ
Paul says, the writer says we are to grow
यहाँ चाहिँ लेखकले भन्दछ हामी चाहिँ विस्तारित रूपमा अघि बढ्नु पर्छ
If you had a little child,
यदि चाहिँ तपाईहरुको सानो नानी हुन्छ भने
and you sent them to school first grade,
अनि चाहिँ पहिलो कक्षामा तपाईले उहाँलाई पठाउनुहुन्छ
and at the end of the year,
अनि अन्तिम वर्षमा
the teacher says this,
अनि यसरी शिक्षकले उलाई भन्दछ
your child did not do well,
अनि भन्दछ तपाईको छोराले त्यति राम्रो काम पढेको छैन
भने he must do first grade again
अनि फेरि चाहिँ उले चाहिँ त्यो क्लास जानको लागि फेरि त्यही क्लासमा पढ्नु पर्छ
another year
फेरि अर्को वर्ष
the teacher says your child doesn't do well
अनि फेरि भन्छ तपाईको छोराले त्यति राम्रो गरेको छैन यो पढाई पनि
must do first grade again
अनि फेरि चाहिँ त्यही कक्षामा बस्नु पर्छ फेरि पढ्नु पर्छ
now the child is 20 years old
अनि अब 20 वर्ष पुगिसकेको छ उसको छोरा
he still in the first grade
अनि पहिलै कक्षामा एक कक्षामै छ उ फेरि
you would think something is wrong with my child
अनि तपाईले सोच्नुहुन्छ त्यो बेला अ मेरो छोरापति के यस्तो समस्या भएको
now many christians are like that
अनि धेरै christianहरु त्यस्तै
छन् and many preachers are like that
अनि धेरै प्रचारकहरु पनि त्यस्तै हुन्छ
why doesn't the church grow
किन चाहिँ मण्डली बढ्दैन नि त
because you're not giving good food
किनकि तपाईले चाहिँ असल खुराक दिनु भएको छैन
why don't you give good food
किन तपाईले चाहिँ असल खुराक दिनु भएको छैन
because you don't understand right doctrine
किनकि तपाईले चाहिँ असल शिक्षा बुझ्नु भएको छैन
look in chapter 6
हामी चाहिँ 6 अध्यायमा हेर्छौ भने
verse 1 and 2
एक र दुई पदले हामी
हेर्छौ भने read that brother
यसकारण ख्रीष्ट सम्बन्धी प्राथमिक सिद्धान्तहरूलाई छोडेर हामी परिपक्वतातर्फ बढाउँ मृत्युतिर लैजाने कर्महरूबाट पश्चाताप र परमेश्वरमाथिको विश्वासका कुराको जग फेरि नबसालाउ विभिन्न बप्तिस्माहरू सम्बन्धी शिक्षा हात राख्ने काम मरेकाहरूको पुनरुत्थान र अनन्त दण्ड जस्ता कुराहरूको जग फेरि नबसालौ लेखकले के भन्दैछ त
There is basic truth
त्यहाँ चाहिँ एकदम चाहिँ साधारण सत्य कुरा हामी पाउँछौ
There is intermediate truth
अनि चाहिँ फेरि चाहिँ मधौला हामी चाहिँ विश्वास अनि त्यो सत्य पाउँछौ
Then there is high truth
अनि चाहिँ हामी उच्च सत्य कुरा पाउँछौ
Paul says the writer says let's leave aside the basic thing
अनि यहाँ भन्दछ लेखकले चाहिँ त्यो साधारण कुराहरूलाई चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ पछ्याउँदै जाऊ
Let's go from grade school to middle school to high school to college.
अनि चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ बिस्तारै एक कक्षादेखि बढ्दै बढ्दै गरी स्कूल देखि हामी कलेज सम्म पुगौ।
Your responsibility.
तपाईको उत्तरदायित्व
is to grow in the truth.
अनि तपाईको सत्यतामा बढ्नु पर्दछ।
If you don't grow,
यदि तपाई बढ्नु हुन्न
भने they won't grow.
अनि उनीहरू पनि बढ्दैन।
If you're not strong,
तपाई चाहिँ बलवान हुनुहुन्न
भने they will not be strong.
उनीहरू पनि बलवान हुन सक्दैन।
You can't eat meat.
तपाईले चाहिँ मासु खान सक्नुहुन्न भने
they can't eat meat
उनीहरूले पनि खान सक्दैन मासु
why is doctrine important
किन चाहिँ सिद्धान्त एकदम महत्त्वपूर्ण छ त
for your own soul
तपाईको आफ्नो आत्मिक कुराको बारे
number 2
दोस्रो कुरा
to feed the church
अनि मण्डलीलाई चाहिँ भेडाहरूलाई चराउनको निम्ति खिलाउनको
निम्ति look in the book of Ephesians
आउनुस हामी एफिसीको पुस्तकमा हेरौं
chapter 4
चार अध्यायमा
We're talking about the responsibility of preachers.
हामी चाहिँ यहाँ विशेष गरिकन प्रचारकको उत्तरदायित्वको बारेमा हेर्छौं.
Chapter 4, verse 11.
11 पदमा
He gave some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers.
अनि यहाँ भनेको छ अनि उहाँका वरदानहरू चाहिँ इनै थिए कि कोही प्रेरितहरू कोही आगमवक्ताहरू कोही प्रचारकहरू कोही मण्डलीका पास्टरहरू र कोही शिक्षकहरू बनाउनु.
What is their responsibility?
उनीहरूको उत्तरदायित्व के हो त?
Verse 12. They are to equip the saints.
अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ सन्तहरूलाई चाहिँ निर्माण गर्नु हो.
They are to teach the saints.
अनि चाहिँ उनीहरूले चाहिँ सन्तहरूलाई चाहिँ सिकाउनु हो.
They are to lead the saints.
अनि चाहिँ सन्तहरूलाई चाहिँ अगुवाई गरेर लैजानु हो.
And what will be the result?
अनि त्यसपछिको परिणाम के हुन्छ त?
It will build up the body of Christ.
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ एउटा असल मण्डली परमेश्वरको मण्डली निर्माण हुन्छ.
Verse 13.
तेह्र पदमा हामी हेर्छौँ भने
All to the unity of the faith
सबै हामी सबै विश्वासको र परमेश्वरको पुत्रको ज्ञानमा
To the knowledge of the Son of God
एकतामा प्राप्त गर्दैनौ
To a mature man
र परिपक्व मानिस बनी ख्रीष्टको
परिपूर्णता
अनि जसरी यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको परिपूर्णतामा हामी बढ्दै जान्छौँ
Look at verse 14
हामी 14 पदलाई हेर्छौँ
We're no longer to be children
हामी चाहिँ अब चाहिँ नानीहरू बालकहरू जस्तो होइनौ अब
Carried about back and forth by every wind of doctrine
अनि धेरै यस्तो झुटा शिक्षाहरूले चाहिँ सिद्धान्तले हामीलाई हुत्याएर लैजाने जस्तो
Many Christians have no discernment. They cannot tell right from wrong.
अनि चाहिँ उनीले चाहिँ धेरै क्रिश्चियनहरू यस्तो हुन्छन् कुन कुरा सत्य हो के गलत हो भन्ने कुरा थाहा हुँदैन अल्मलिन्छन्
Children cannot tell the difference between candy and poison.
अनि चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ सानसानो नानीहरूलाई यो कुरा हामीले जान्दछौँ कि नानीहरूले चाहिँ त्यसलाई कुरा बुझ्न सक्दैन चकलेट के हो र औषधि के भन्छ विष के हो भन्ने कुरा
थाहा हुँदैन You give them a piece of candy?
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ एउटा क्यान्डी दिनुहुन्छ चकलेट भने
You give him a piece of poison.
अनि अलिकति त्यसै मिसाएर त्यसलाई चाहिँ विष दिनुहुन्छ भने पनि उसले खाइहाल्छ
They can't tell the difference between right and wrong.
के कुरा असल हो खराब कुरा उनले छुट्याउन सक्दैन नानीहरूले किन
They're immature.
किनकि उनी बालक हुन्छ उनी
परिपक्व हुन्छ Many Christians are like that.
अनि धेरै क्रिश्चियनहरू त्यस्तै हुन्छन्
They will receive anything.
अनि चाहिँ उनीले चाहिँ खाएको खाएको गर्छ त्यो खराब होस् चाहे चाहिँ असल होस्
But a mature man
तर चाहिँ परिपक्व मान्छे
can tell the difference between right and wrong
अनि उनीले यो कुरा बताउन सक्छ के असल हो के खराब हो कुरा बताउन सक्छ
and your responsibility
अनि तपाईको उत्तरदायित्व
is to teach the church in Nepal
अनि तपाईले चाहिँ तपाईको मण्डली नेपालमा चाहिँ असल प्रकारले सिकाउनु पर्छ
so the church can grow
ताकि मण्डली चाहिँ असल प्रकारले बढ्न सकुन
why is doctrine important
किन चाहिँ सिद्धान्त चाहिँ महत्त्वपूर्ण छ
feed yourself
तपाई आफ्नो निम्ति
feed the church
अनि मण्डलीलाई चाहिँ खिलाउनको निम्ति
number 3
तेस्रो कुरा
why is doctrine important
किन चाहिँ सिद्धान्त हाम्रो निम्ति महत्त्वपूर्ण छ
to protect the church
अनि मण्डलीलाई चाहिँ एकदम जोगाउनको निम्ति
why should we protect the church
किन मण्डलीलाई चाहिँ हामीले संरक्षण र जोगाउनु पर्दछ
because there are many false teachers
किनकि धेरै यस्ता झुटा प्रचारकहरू छन्
look in the book of acts
आउनुस हामी प्रेरितको पुस्तकमा हेरौं
acts chapter 20
प्रेरितको पुस्तक 20 अध्यायमा
Now before we teach about doctrine you must understand the importance of doctrine.
हामीले चाहिँ सिद्धान्तलाई सिकाउनु भन्दा पहिला कुरा चाहिँ हामीले बुझ्नु पर्छ कि सिद्धान्त किन महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
In Acts chapter 20
प्रेरितको 20 अध्यायमा
Paul is describing his ministry.
अनि यहाँ पौलले चाहिँ आफ्नो सेवाकाइको बारेमा चाहिँ वर्णन गर्दैछ.
He's talking to church leaders.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ विशेष गरिकन मण्डलीको अगुवाहरूलाई चाहिँ बताउँदैछ.
Look at verse 17.
आउनुस हामी 17 पदमा हेरौँ.
He calls for the elders of the church to come to him.
अनि चाहिँ उले मण्डलीका अगुवाहरूलाई चाहिँ बोलाउँदछ.
And in verse 18 to 27 he talks about his ministry
अनि 18 देखि लिएर 27 सम्म चाहिँ उले यसरी बताउँछ आफ्नो सेवकाइको बारेमा बताउँछ
look at verse 28
हामी चाहिँ 28 पदमा हेर्छौ भने
then he teaches them about their ministry.
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ यहाँ पौलले चाहिँ उनीहरुको सेवकाई के कस्तो हुनुपर्छ भन्ने कुराको बारेमा पौलले बताउँदैछ.
Look at verse 28.
28 पदमा हामी हेरौ.
What does he tell them?
यहाँ उनीहरुले के भन्दैछ त पौलले?
Be on guard for yourself and all the flock.
यहाँ भनेको छ आफ्नो निम्ति र आफ्नो समस्त बगाको निम्ति सावधान रहनुहोस्.
The Holy Spirit made you overseers.
पवित्र आत्माले तपाईँलाई बगालको जिम्मेवाला बनाउनु भएको.
And what is their responsibility?
अनि उनीहरुको उत्तरदायित्व के हो त?
To shepherd the church of God.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरको भेडाहरूलाई चराउनु हो.
Christ loves the church.
येशू ख्रीष्टले मण्डलीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभएको.
He gave his blood for the church.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ आफ्नो रगत चाहिँ मण्डलीको निम्ति उहाँले दिनुभयो.
And he gave gifts to the church.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ वरदानहरू मण्डलीलाई दिनुभएको छ.
And what are those gifts?
अनि त्यो वरदानहरू हाम्रो निम्ति के हो?
Pastors and teachers.
पास्टर र प्रचारकहरू.
And what is your responsibility?
तपाईँको उत्तरदायित्व के हो?
Guard the church.
मण्डलीले चाहिँ होसियारी प्रकार सुरक्षा राख्नु.
It's like a shepherd.
अनि यो चाहिँ एउटा गोठाला जस्तो.
He protects the sheep.
अनि त्यो गोठालाले चाहिँ आफ्नो भेडाहरूलाई चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ जोगाउँछ.
From what?
केबाट उसले जोगाउँछ त उसलाई बताउनु.
Look at verse 29.
29 पदमा हामी यसो
भन्छौँ. I know after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you.
मलाई थाहा छ कि मैले छोडे भने धेरै यस्ता ब्वाँसोहरू आउँछन्.
And what are savage wolves?
अनि त्यो ब्वाँसोहरू के हो?
False teachers.
तिनीहरू चाहिँ झुटा शिक्षकहरू हुन्.
Who come into the church?
अनि जोहरू चाहिँ मण्डलीमा आउँछन्.
And they don't want to help the church.
अनि उनीले त्यो मण्डलीले त मदत त गर्दैनन्.
They don't want to teach the church.
अनि चाहिँ उनी मण्डलीले त सिकाउँदैनन्.
They want to eat up the church.
तर त्यो उनीले मण्डलीलाई खान्छ.
They don't want to feed the sheep.
मण्डलीले चाहिँ उनीलाई चाहिँ खिलाउँदैनन्.
They want to eat the sheep.
तर त्यो उनीले चाहिँ मण्डलीलाई चाहिँ खान्छ.
And if you are not guarding,
यदि तपाईले चाहिँ संरक्षण गर्नु हुन्न भने,
you will not know who is a wolf and who is not.
अनि चाहिँ तपाईले यो कुरा थाहा हुँदैन कि को चाहिँ बाछो हो को चाहिँ बाछो हैन.
Verse 30. Even from among you men will arise speaking wrong things, take away the disciples.
यहाँ भन्दछ तपाईहरुकै बीचमा भरमाउने कुरा बोल्ने मानिसहरु उठ्ने छन्.
The problem with many preachers.
धेरै प्रचारको समस्या हामी यो देख्छौँ.
They cannot tell the difference between right and wrong.
उनीले चाहिँ के असल हो के खराब हो त्यो छुट्याउन सक्दैन. भिन्नता
ल्याउन सक्दैन. Preacher comes in the church.
प्रचारक मण्डलीमा आउँछ.
He teaches some doctrine.
अनि चाहिँ के यस्तो सिद्धान्तहरू सिकाउँछ.
Everyone agrees.
अनि सबैले अँ हुन्छ त्यसको सहमति हुन्छ.
The next week another preacher comes in.
यदि फेरि अर्को हप्ता कोही यस्तो प्रचारक आयो भने.
He teaches the opposite doctrine.
अनि चाहिँ उसले सिद्धान्तको विपरीत उसले प्रचार गर्छ.
Everyone says amen.
अनि सबैले भन्छ आमेन भनेर भन्छ.
They have no discernment.
अनि चाहिँ उनीले चाहिँ छुट्याउने भिन्नता गर्ने क्षमतै हुँदैन. के गलत हो के उनीहरू सिकायो भने.
What is the problem?
के समस्या हो त?
Weak teaching.
किनकि कमजोर शिक्षा.
When the pulpit is weak.
यदि चाहिँ यो पुल्पिट कमजोर छ भने.
The church is weak.
मण्डली पनि कमजोर हुन जान्छ.
When the pulpit does not understand the truth.
अनि चाहिँ यदि पुल्पिटले चाहिँ सही कुराहरू बुझेको हुँदैन भने.
The church will not understand the truth.
र मण्डलीले पनि चाहिँ सही सत्य कुरालाई बुझेको हुँदैन.
So why is doctrine important?
त्यसै कारणले चाहिँ सिद्धान्त किन हाम्रो लागि महत्त्वपूर्ण छ?
Feed your own soul.
पहिलो कुरा आफ्नो आत्मिक जीवनको लागि खिलाउनु हो.
Feed the church.
मण्डलीले चाहिँ खिलाउनु हो.
And protect the church.
अनि मण्डलीले चाहिँ जोगाउनु हो.
If you are a preacher.
यदि चाहिँ तपाईँ प्रचारक हो भने.
If you are a pastor.
यदि तपाईँ पास्टर हो भने.
If you are a teacher.
यदि तपाईँ शिक्षक हो भने.
That is your responsibility.
यो चाहिँ तपाईँको उत्तरदायित्व हो.
If the church in Nepal is going to grow.
यदि नेपालमा चाहिँ मण्डलीहरू वृद्धि हुन चाहन्छ भने.
It must have good food.
अनि असल कुरा हुनुपर्छ.
If you give your children candy day after day after day,
हरेक दिन प्रत्येक दिन तपाईले चाहिँ त्यही क्यान्डी आफ्नो सानो नानीलाई दिएको दे गर्नुहुन्छ भने,
year after year,
वर्षपछि वर्ष त्यही कुरा दिनुहुन्छ भने,
they will not grow.
उनीहरू असल प्रकारले हिस्टो पुस्टो हुँदैन, बढ्दैनन्.
They may like the candy.
उनीहरूले चाहिँ अवश्य नै लाग्छ क्यान्डीलाई मन पराउँछ.
But it's not good for them.
तर त्यो क्यान्डी मात्रै उसको लागि स्वास्थ्यको लागि राम्रो हुँदैन.
And many Nepali churches.
अनि धेरै नेपालमा धेरै यस्तो मण्डलीहरू.
Every Saturday morning.
हरेक शनिबारको बिहानी.
The preacher stands up.
अनि प्रचारक उभिएर यसरी प्रचार गर्छ.
He gives that candy.
अनि त्यही क्यान्डी फेरि दिन्छ.
Next Saturday.
अनि अर्को शनिबार पनि.
More candy.
अनि फेरि अझै त्यही क्यान्डी दिन्छ.
Next Saturday.
अर्को शनिबार पनि.
More candy.
फेरि त्यही क्यान्डी चक्लेटै दिन्छ.
No meat.
मासु दिँदैन.
No rice. No vegetables. No good food. Saturday after Saturday. And the church is weak. You must understand Bible doctrine. And you must read. And you must work hard. And you must pay the price. The doctor knows his medical books. The lawyer knows his lawyer books. The preacher must know his book. This is the most important book in all the world. This tells us how to have true life. How to live right. And how to die right. How to be a real Christian. How to go to heaven. This is the most important book in the world. And if you don't know it, they won't know it. If you don't believe it, they won't believe it. If you don't live in this book, you cannot help other people. So Paul says this. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want your church to go to heaven? Then pay attention to two things. Your life and your doctrine. Other men are chasing after money. Other men are living for possessions. Bigger house. Bigger car. More money in the bank. They're living for little toys. But we are living for true treasure. We are living for something that will last forever. We're not living for the world. We're not living for things. The most important thing is not your money. It's not your education. It's not your job. It's not your future. It's not your security. The most important thing is your own soul. And what did Jesus say? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Your responsibility is to teach the truth so men could understand the truth and they could go on the road to heaven. There are many kind of churches out there. There's a Catholic church. There's Hinduism. There's Buddhism. There's a Baptist church. There's a Presbyterian church. And people look at all these different religions. And they don't know where to go. Which way is the way to heaven? How do I become a true Christian? How are my sins forgiven? What can I do to be saved? All men will die very soon. You will die. I will die. You will die. Young man. Old man. We're all going to die. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in 20 years. The most important thing, your soul. And when people come to this church, when they come to your church, you must clearly teach the truth. That's why doctrine is important. Because as much false teaching. The Catholic Church says this. You're saved by your works. You must earn your salvation. You must be baptized. You must come to the Catholic Church. You must try to obey. The Hindu says this. The Buddhist says this. There are many voices. Which one is right? If you don't understand this truth, you can't clearly teach others. You have life and death in your hands. People come to hear you. If you can't teach them the truth, they will not know the way to heaven. So that's why doctrine is important. Do you understand what we're saying? So today we want to talk about a very important doctrine. What does the Bible say about man? What is man's problem? Why are there wars in the world? Why do men steal? Why do men kill? Why do people divorce? Why do men commit adultery? What is the problem of man? Is his problem he doesn't have enough money? Is it a problem he doesn't have enough education? Some men say this. If I had more money, I would be a better man. If I had more money, I would help others. I would help other people. But what happens to many men? They get more money. They get more selfish. They get more proud. They hold on it more tightly. Other men say this. If I had more education, I would be a better man. If I had more education, I would help others. But what happens to many men? They get a PhD, but they still commit adultery. They get a PhD, but they still steal. They get a PhD, they're still living for the world. What is man's problem? It's not education. It's not money. What is man's problem? If you don't understand man's problem, you cannot help him. If you don't understand man's deepest need, you cannot help him. A man goes to see the doctor. He's got cancer. The doctor looks at him. Is your problem not too bad? You take this little pill. Go home. In 1 week you'll feel better. He goes home. 1 month later. Why? The doctor didn't understand his problem. You are to be a spiritual doctor. You are to understand man's deepest problem. If you're able to give him the right medicine, If you don't understand man's problem, if you don't understand man's condition, if you don't understand man's need, then you cannot help it. You may be here today and you're not a real Christian. Maybe you want to be a Christian, but you don't understand your problem. And if you don't understand your problem, you cannot be a real Christian. If you want to be a real Christian, the first thing you must understand, what is my problem? What is my condition? What is my need? Many men think this: there's nothing wrong with me. I have health. I have money. I have a good job. I have a nice house. I have a wife. I have children. I have a good future. There's nothing wrong with me. But they don't understand their deep problem. And if you don't understand your problem, you cannot be helped. Jesus said this: it's not those that are well that need a doctor, but those that are sick. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners to repentance. And if you're going to help people, you got to be able to look at their condition and have understanding. And like a good doctor, tell them this: this is your problem. This is your need. This is your condition. And it is very serious. If you don't take this medicine, in 6 months, you're going to die. Men do not know their condition. Your responsibility is to take the word of God and hold it up to men and tell men this: look at yourself. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. This is what the Bible says. And once he understands his need, then he will want the medicine. All men have a problem, and that problem is a disease, and it's going to kill them. It's not a physical disease. It is a spiritual disease, and there's only one cure, one medicine. And if they don't understand their need, they will not want the medicine. So today we're going to talk about the condition of man. Because when you preach to others, and they are not Christians, you need to tell them the truth. They may have an education. They may be very smart. They may have a good job. But they have a problem inside. Why do men lie? Why do men steal? Why do men cheat? Why do men fight? What is the problem? It's inside. And if you don't understand man's problem, you cannot help him to be healed. So we're going to talk about the truth about man. So let's take a brief break and then we'll begin.
You
pray for us.
I'm sorry.